We would have known about Dell. Said, "Oh, she was the only one to help patch it because Dell was with him the last year of his life. She was working, but at least she'd get meals." And he did put a furnace in there, and he wasn't used to hearing them. So as soon as it'd come on and hear the coal, you know, going in, he'd go shut it off. "Oh, I got to save money. That's burning it." Well, then he couldn't see. He'd go downstairs, and if Dell hadn't been around, Dad would open it up, put his head right in because he couldn't see. Wow. And the top of his head would be all black. Huh. He had to watch him. But he wasn't sick too long, but he had a terrible fever. They said it was going away just like it was burning him out, and they kept putting cold packs on, and he'd be lucid for a little bit, then he'd go off. And then what impressed me, he said, I could hear him say to himself, "What have I done to deserve this?" Hmm. He said it over and over. And I was sitting at the bottom of the bed there. I don't know if it was afternoon or night, but there was always, you know, a bunch of family there. And Marie said, "I'll bet she was praying for him to die." She says, "How do you know?" "Well, because you've been through so much of this other stuff, you thought he'd had enough." And they said, "Well," Ollie said, "oh, well, that's good. You know, he's not crippled, anything, and nothing there." And then Conrad, her husband, who was the doctor, said, "The fever he's got, his brain will be burned out, and he'd only be a vegetable. So don't pray for him to live in this stuff. It'd be more merciful."
So everything in the family got divided up, though, pretty well at that meeting. And
no, well, the personal stuff.
Personal stuff.
That was it. Then insert 2 years and suits.
And this was in the newspapers and everything, too, or?
That's what I said. Dad wouldn't have wanted that. Because I think a lot of them didn't know he had two families.
Now, Aunt Della moved in on Madison after Flora moved to Salt Lake.
Well, Flora's been gone, I guess, a year or two.
A year or two.
Yeah.
And then Della came in, and she was with him for his last
Dad
year.
Dad asked her to come because he was sick. He took sick one day since Byron had gone up to 904. And I don't know why he didn't go to the phone, but he crawled over to a window and tried to attract somebody's attention from outside. And he must have done, because Conrad came down and checked him, and he said, "Well, you haven't been eating properly. You could just soon die like this. You've got to have somebody with you." And by that time, Adela was in an apartment of her own.
Oh.
Living to herself. She pulled out, I think, before Byron bought it, almost. Because those two got along like this.
Huh.
So, he asked Dell if she'd come and stay there, and he'd get the groceries and stuff, and save her rent. So she was there about a year.
Huh. That's interesting. Now, your father went on a mission to the southern states in the 1920s, in 1926 or so, didn't he?
Yeah.
What motivated him then, and how long was he gone? Where did he go?
Well, see, originally when he was a young man, he went to the south.
Uh-huh.
Most of it was principally in Tennessee, because they walked cross country, cross little streams, everything. And they had no money. But you always carried an umbrella, because in the south, if a cloud come up, you'd better have an umbrella. Here we can have clouds, it never rains. So, anyway, as he got older, I don't know why he kept after Eris and wanted him to go on a mission again.
Eris to go?
When he had his family, when Eris had his family.
Oh.
But Eris couldn't leave. He still had obligation. He still had to work to take care of it. He didn't have any money to take care of the family and for him to go.
Hmm.
So Dad finally decided he felt like somebody should go to the... I don't know why, but he did. Maybe explained it to Eris. Maybe Mother knew, but anyway. He went in January, the beginning of the year, was it 26th, I believe. I was working at Stratford's collection and recording company at that time, and I remember calling and asking Dad, was wondering, Mother wondered, he never told her how she was to live, how to pay groceries, lights and stuff, but he finally said, all the bills be sent to him. But if she wanted grocery money, the heiress of Volney was taking over the part of the lumber company and were buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad kept his share and Hi kept his. And heiress and Volney mortgaged their homes to pay the girls, and you should have heard him when they come to yearly meetings. They, as soon as I got inside the door, I got to have a dividend.
Hmm.
And so, and they told how things went. And if you're in business, it pays to keep your business up. You got to throw some of your capital back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, to get rid of them, those two boys mortgaged their homes. Get them out of the picture.
Arius and Vaughn.
Yes.
Okay.
And then along come a depression. The Ogden State Bank, which was, he called a farmer's bank, failed. And later on, different loan companies, but that was the only bank in Ogden at that time. And I guess nearly all of us had money in it, except me. I did have $500, but we were in Heber City. We come up on vacation, and I told the guy I'd, you know, get an insurance policy on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to get it. I hadn't talked to any of the family. I just come, and I went to Ogden State Bank, and he says, what do you want it for? And I had the funniest feeling I wasn't going to get it. And I said, well, I save for a rainy day, and this is it. So finally, he gave up, and he did give me my bank account.
Hmm.
And at the same time, which I didn't know, and my brothers, of course, they kept to themselves. They had some insurance, but not enough, on the lumber company. And they collected some, and they were debating where should they go to deposit it. They were considering Ogden State Bank and Commercial. And finally they decided they'd go to Commercial. And thank heavens they didn't put it in Ogden State, they never had it. Of course, several years later they'd get a little out of it, but it was so little you'd spend it. And if you didn't keep track of it, you really didn't know how much you got, because Della had money there, Gladys had some money there, and I think Dad still had some. But he went to Biggle, who was president of the company and owner, and talked to him.
Hmm.
And of course, Biggle had to put on a face to save a run on his company for wanting it all at once, you see.
Hmm.